Our prosecutors believe unanimously that a retrial will not yield a different result. Those were the words of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper this afternoon in explaining his decision not to retry CMPD officer Randall Carrick for the shooting death of Jonathan Farrell 2 years ago. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has this report.
Cooper noted that 8 jurors voted to acquit Carrick while only 4 thought he was guilty. Still, he has no regrets about the decision to prosecute.
It was the right thing to bring this case before a jury and seek a conviction. But now we need to listen to what the jury said. We as a state need to learn from this tragedy. More consistent and better training for our law enforcement officers can save lives.
Carrick was on trial for voluntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell, who was unarmed. Farrell had been in an accident and banged on the door of a nearby homeowner seeking help, according to prosecutors. The homeowner took him for a burglar and called police. 3 officers answered the call. One aimed a taser at Farrell, who then started to run in the direction of the officers. Carrick fired 12 shots. 10 hit Farrell. Farrell's mother, Georgia Farrell, said she was not surprised but is disappointed in Cooper's decision. She did not elaborate but vowed to continue to fight for justice for her son.
We are going to sit down and talk with our legal team and move forward. We will never give up. This was our loved one, my son.
The family settled with the city for $2.25 million earlier this year in a civil case. After the mistrial was declared last week, there were protests that blocked traffic in some areas. Farrell called on supporters to continue protesting, but peacefully. She says she does not want any violence associated with her son's name. Farrell's brother, Willie Farrell, says his family continues to pray for Carrick.
Hope that he don't have to go through what my family goes through and have to sit through the stuff that my mom had to sit with and deal with, seeing somebody who killed her son, not look at him, seeing her child on television being killed. But I pray that he never has to deal with that, because my mom goes through a lot of pain dealing with the death of her son.
Charlotte NAACP President Corinne Mack says they will continue to support the Farrell family. Although the defense repeatedly said this was not a case about race, Carrick is white, Farrell was black, Mack says for her, race played a major factor.
The 2 black cops never pulled their guns. It was the white cop that felt it was necessary to go lethal. At the end of the day, ask this question. If this case was about a black officer who shot an unarmed 24-year-old white man, what would the decision be today?
The Fraternal Order of Police has supported Carrick, including assistance with his legal bills. Randy Hagler, president of the state FOP, called the attorney general's decision good news for the Charlotte community.
I am extremely excited that the AG's office has made the right decision and will allow not only the family and the officers and everybody to move on, but allow our community to move on as well.
Many in the community say they were not surprised by the outcome of the case or the state's decision not to retry it. Attorney General Cooper says it was a tough case to prove. But Farrell's attorney Charles Manette says it might have had a different outcome if prosecutors had presented additional video evidence.
There was a walkthrough done the morning of the shooting at the scene. I think that a reasonable interpretation of that walkthrough would be that there was some significant contradictions between what he said happened and what's shown on the actual dash cam.
Cooper says his prosecutors were thorough and he wasn't going to second-guess their strategy. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.